Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chachma Shir. A special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners that will be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir, Parshas Shlach Tovshin Peivov. After the Ma'aseh of the Meraglim, Perek Yedalid, Pasuk Lamites, Vayedaber Moshe Es HaDvarim Eilo, Kol B'nei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke these words to all of B'nei Yisrael, Vayis'avlu Ha'om Me'oid, and the nation mourned Me'oid very much. Meir Simcha is going to point out and contrast this pasuk to another pasuk. After another gezeira, after another tragedy, where it also says Kla Yisrael was misabel. But there are differences that need to be addressed. And he starts off and he says, Oid matzonu b'parshas kisiso agabe egel. Vayishma homes hadover hara hazeh vayisabol. So what does he mean to say? After the Ma'isa Egel, the Pasuk says in Perek Lamed Gimel that Hashem said to Moshe, Lech alei mizeh, Haloritz, go up, and I'm going to send the Malach, Ki lo ela bekir b'cha, I'm not going with you. Vayishma omes hadover haro hazeh vayisabalu. And the nation heard, hadover haro hazeh vayisabalu v'loi shosu ish edyo elof. They didn't put their crowns on. So now, both places we find vayisablu. I just want to stop for a moment and point out, Rav Revda Zecharei Levracha, Meir Rabbi Rav Revda, used to say, whenever it says in the Torah, a lashon of Evel, it's always an aruchnias dika thing. He always said of the Karakemach, speak about this, and I think he even brings it in Yibon HaMikdash, about Avelos on the Chorban, but in Karakemach, Rabbein Bechaye says that when they were Misabel, and Yaakov Avinu, there was the Mitzriyim Misabel, and there were the Shvatim Misabel. And there'd be misabel on two different things. Goyim are misabel on gashmias, and Yidden are only misabel on ruchnias. And Rav Revd used to say that every time it says Loshen Avelus in the Torah, by Yaakov Avinu it says, by Yosef also, he had lost the Ruach HaKodesh, the Avelus is on ruchnias, always on ruchnias. Klal Yisrael, we mourn over ruchnias. So both here and over there, you have to point out and recognize that Vayisablu Ha'am was for the ruchnias that they were losing. So, but what's the difference? Over here it says, Vayishma ha'om. It doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to them by the eagle. It says, Vayishma, they heard it. By us it says, Vayedaber Moshe sadvorim eilo kol b'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke these words. Over there it says, Hadavar hara hazeh. Here it says, Hadvorim eilo. There it says, Vayisabalu. Here it says, Vayisablu ha'om me'oit. These are the differences in the psukim, and Rav Meir Simcha is coming to address them, and with this he says, Nifladika chidushim. So what is the difference? Oid, like we said, start again. Oid matzonu beparshas kisisa gabi ega vayishmam esadover haro hazeh vayisabalu. Hosom shechazer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Over there we find that in that part of the gzeirah of not sending the malach, later on, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hayden in Asher Achecha, Pasuk Yedalid VaYemar, Perek Lamed Gimel, Yedalid Panay Yelechu VaNichoy Silach, says Rashi, VaYeshlach Oid Malach, Ani BaAtzmi Eilech. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Chayzer from the Gzeira to Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Chayzer from the Gzeira. So says Rav Meir Simcha, VaYisiper Lehem Moshe. Since Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Chayzer, Moshe Rabbeinu did not relate the bad news to Klal Yisrael. Rakshamu. They only heard it. We'll have to see in a moment what that means. They only heard it. Lochen ksiv hadover hara. Shemishum d'meira'a chayzer. As we know, the Rambam tells us, if a Navi says a Nevu'a l'tayva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not chayzer. A Nevu'a l'ra, if Klal Yisrael does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could change it and retract. So therefore, since this was a Nevu'ah L'ra, Hadavar Hara, a Nevu'ah L'ra, later on we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed it and he retracted from the Gezerah. Now you'll say, okay, so why is it necessary that Moshe Rabbeinu should not say over the Nevu'ah? Why did he say, Lochein lo sipar lehem Moshe, Rak Shamu, Vayishma Ha'am? So that Rameir Simcha in a moment is going to tell us the following. The Rameir Simcha is going to tell us that anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, or I should say, not like that, anything Moshe Rabbeinu said over to Klal Yisrael, B'Shem Hashem, Afilu L'Ra'a, could not be Chayzer. For the Nitzchias of Torah, it can't be that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuahs should ever be changeable by the Rabbeinu Shalom. Because if one nevuah is able to be changed, even if it fits into the rules of nevuah L'Ra, and even if the Vardin is because Klal Yisrael does tshuva, however, once anything that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael B'Shem Hashem could be changed, it puts already a suffix in all the rest of the Torah. The mitzvahs could be changed as well. Maybe Hashem will change his mind. It has to be that the words of Moshe Rabbeinu are nitzchias. And therefore, if Moshe Rabbeinu tells something to Klal Yisrael, B'Torah's nevuah, even L'Ra, it can't change. So therefore, because Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu wanted there to be the option of HaKadosh Baruch Hu changing the Gezerah by the Egel, Lochein lo sipar lehem Moshe. He didn't tell it to them. Rak shamu. We'll have to see in a moment how they heard and what does that mean. But they did hear it directly from him, B'Torah's Nevuah, not by Yedaber Moshe, rather by Yishma Ha'am. Lochein, as the Pasuk then says, so now we don't have the problem of Moshe Rabbeinu because it's only by Yishma Ha'am. And it's Hadavar Hara, it's a Nevuah L'Ra. So now it could change. Shemishum Ra Chayzer. Avol Hacha continues from Meir Simcha. We'll get back to the Sefer in a minute. Let's get to the punchline. Avol Hacha Sheloi Chazar. But over here by the Meraglim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Chayzer. Why wasn't he Chayzer? Shenishba. Because in Psukim Chaf Aleph 2. Chaf Ches. V'ulam chayani, v'ulam chayani. Zok Rashi loshein shvua. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made a shvua. Ugzardin sheyeshimay shvua in a nikra. Ugzardin that yeshimay shvua. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yilches Amar Alf says is not torn up, like it says by Beis Eli. So Mameila Hakadosh Baruch Hu already set up that this gezer of the Meraglim cannot be changed. It's a gezer din sheyeshim moshvua. So now it's not Milo or Moirid if Moshe Rabbeinu says it to Klal Yisrael, because either way it can't be changed. Lochein diber lehem Moshe. So our pasuk says, Vayedaber Moshe hadvarim ha'eleh. Doesn't have to focus on Ra, because it doesn't make a difference. Ra was in the Egel Parsha, so it could be a Nevuah L'Ra, could be Chayzer. Over here can't be Chayzer anyways. So Advar Meila, these words, we know they're bad things. The Torah doesn't have to stress they're bad. V'lochen Dibur L'hem Moshe. Now, continues Rameir Simcha Mishum. Shekol Masha Dibur Moshe L'hem B'Shem Hashem. Like we explained before, that anything that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael B'Shem Hashem, even L'Ra had to be miskayim, it could not change. Why? Since it was said to Klal Yisrael, not through a random Navi, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nois and Atayra, he gave over Gans Taira, called Dvar of Chayim V'Kayomim. His words are Chayim V'Kayomim. Chayim V'Kayomim. And Rameir Simcha says this also in Shmois Chafei. He says, the Maila Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisnabe B'Zeh HaDover Shedvar of Eini Chayim L'Zbatel V'Zeh Minitzchi Yis HaTayro. Moshe Rabbeinu is like the Urim V'Tumim. They can't be Chayzer. And he says this again in Dvarim Hei Chav Dalid. So, Moshe Rabbeinu's words are nitzchis and can't be chayzer. So therefore, in our pasuk, there was no reason why Moshe Rabbeinu could not say, V'haydaber Moshe sadvar moile, lochein his ablu mo'oit. Over there, they were Misabel. But here, they were Ablu Ma'id. Because once they heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu, they understood that Maman of Shaf, there's no way out. Either because of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevoah, Or the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu said it this time is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Shavua and there's no way out. There's no way out. He's Ablu Ma'oid. She'yadu she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein ha'chizar de Moshe af l'ro'ah. So they understood that Maman of Shach, there's not going to be a retraction on this gzeira. So therefore, he writes Ablu Ma'oid. The Lachain, Masha Mar Oid, it says earlier in Pasuk Lamed Hey, Ani Hashem dibarti b'midbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yamusu l'chaya l'mabo lo higid lehem Moshe. So he says a chiddush over here. Because if we look in the psukim, it's not clear what he means. But if we look in the psukim, it says, the psukim before, this is the way Rav Dom understands it. The psukim before, v'aydabra Hashem v'moshe v'lar and leymar, is all emor aleihem, say to Klal Yisrael, chayoninu Hashem, all second person, yiplu figreichem, pikudeichem, imatem tovoy al oretz, ufigreichem atem, uvneichem, vidat tisu asavoyneseichem. Pasuk lamed hey, ani Hashem dibartim loy zois esel chaloyda aro azois anei adim aloy, hamidbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yamusu. Also, HaKadosh Baruch is talking in third person. It's not direct anymore. I'd say that this Eidah is going to die here in the Midbar. I should say, you are going to die here in the Midbar. So Meir Simcha says, because though that pasuk, that gezeirah, was not for Moshe Rabbeinu to say over. Where is Sham Yamusu? Yitamu, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, they're going to die in the Midbar by Lamazet. And Yisham Yamusu, L'chaya L'mabo, they're going to not get L'mabo either. That's why he gave them Moshe. He wasn't even told to tell them. Lochein chazer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara tells us, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chazer, b'api nishbati v'chizrani bi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Yod, Amud Beis, I swore with my anger, and I'm chazer. V'lochach, what do you mean, how could it be chazer? Moshe Rabbeinu said over the Nevuah. V'lochach leksi v'aydamer Moshe, Es kol hadvarim. Here, in our pasuk, it says, "Vayidaver Moshe es hadvarim." It don't say kol hadvarim, because he didn't say over all the dvarim that Hashem told him. Aval etayva in a chayzer afa yidei navi v'doy ketev. And he's just contrasting that a nevuah letayva is not chayzer afilu ayidei navi. Even a navi, a nevuah letayva is not chayzer. So therefore, he takes it a next step further. In Pasuk Chav Dalet, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Kalev, "V'avdi Kalev eka v'yisroach arzimoy," and I'm going to give him Chevron. So l'chayra, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to make a shvua? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to make a shvua? How do we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Moshe Rabbeinu made a shvua, as we'll see in a moment? But there's a reason for it. L'chayritz and Avu'a L'tayva. Moshe Kalev's going to get Chevron. Oh, but Shemi Yesh Chayva L'achem Sh'raitzim Bo V'yachsa Hashem Yisparach. Maybe it's a Chayva for somebody else. And Hashem will be Chayzer. So therefore, Amar Kalev V'yashba Moshe B'yemahu Tau de Moshe Ein Chayzer Klal U'Klal Af B'ra. It's interesting. He says, because it was Moshe Rabbeinu who told it to us. It was Moshe Rabbeinu who was Vayashba, says Kalev. Moshe Rabbeinu, we just said, Eina chayzer klal uklal af bira. Even a nevuah l'ra can't be chayzer. V'doik. You and Yeshua, Kapitel Yudalit. So you have to go through over there, the psukim, and understand what it is. But this is another chiddush. I think we learned the Meshech Chacham in Parsha Zachar. What happens if you have a nevuah l'ra for one person, a nevuah l'tayv for one person, but it's ra for other people? And we mentioned over there, there's numerous Meshech Chachmas. There's here in Shlach. There's another one here in Shlach besides this one. I think we even cited this one at the time. There seems to be maybe stiras in Rameir Simcha. Do you say no? It's a nevuah l'tayv, it's not chayzer and too bad. And we say no, but it's ra for somebody else. So that person's ra, so his taiva could be changed. So over here, Meir Simcha is telling us that since it might be ra for somebody else, the kalev is getting chevron. So therefore, it had to be said through Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu is not chayzer afilu ra. Rav Dom is very busy with this. I once spoke to him in person when I met him once in Eretz Yisrael many years ago. This was one of the big kashas I was trying to talk to him about, these nevuas l'raz and l'taivas, what Remeir Simcha Shita is. And I think we said over there in Parsha Zohar, if I remember correctly, that he has a mahalach to go through each and every case and show you the klalim of how they're a little different, each and every one. But that's not to negate to today's shir. I just want to bring up that ha'ara that he seems to say here at the end, we needed to go through Moshe Rabbeinu, because even if it's l'ra for someone else, Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah l'ra is ein chozer. So let's recap for a moment the chidushim that Rav Meir Simcha said over here. Rav Meir Simcha said that in Parshas Kisisa, there's a gzeira that was possible to be changed, and it ended up a daka did change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chayzer. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu did not say it over to Klai Yisrael, but Teres Nevuah, Vayishma Ha'am. They heard it. They only heard it. It's not a Nevuah from Moshe Rabbeinu, which Afilu L'Rak can't be chayzer. And therefore, since they only heard it, it's a Dover HaRoh Hazeh. It's a Dover HaRoh Hazeh that could be chayzer and was. Vayisabalu. But since they heard this Dover HaRoh, they mourned on it, they mourned the loss, and eventually they did tshuva. Hashem came by us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a shvua, gzar din sheyishim ha'shvua. He made a shvua, chayoni, so therefore can't be chayzer anyways. If it can't be chayzer anyways, so Moshe Rabbeinu said it to Klai Yisrael, v'yidaber Moshe, sadvor me'ila, el kol b'nei Yisrael. It doesn't have to say adover hara, because that's not my little merit in the story. It can't change anyways. Once Klai Yisrael heard that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying it over, so Memanav Shach, either because Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was not Chayzer, or because they found out it's Gzardin, Sheyesh Moshevuah, Vaisablu Ha'am, Ma'oid. Is this Ma'oid? Because this is not retractable. This is not retractable. Now, however, Rav Simcha's Medayik, it doesn't say Vayedar Moshe Eskol Hadvar Meila, it says Hadvar Meila. Why? What did he leave out? Because in Pasuk Lamed Hey, it seems, perhaps, is what he means, that the pasuk changed from directly speaking to Klai Yisrael, which is the original gzeira, to third person. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, they're going to die in the midbar, but on that part of the gzeira, Kadosh Baruch Hu was chayzer. Kadosh Baruch Hu was chayzer. And they have Olam Haba. The Dor HaMidbar has a chelek l'Olam Haba. Has a chelek l'olam haba. It's a machlokes tanaim over there, but has a chelek l'olam haba. Aye, how was HaKadosh Baruch Hu chayzer? V'api nishbati v'chazrani bi. Now, are you going to say it's a gzar din sheyesh ma'yishvua? In Chagiga daf yom arava aleph over there, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matter the shvua. You have to look in Taisvis, Bava Basra, Ayin Dalid. Aber l'maisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chayzer. Therefore, it doesn't say, Vaydaber Moshe says Kol Hadvarim Ha'ila. Doesn't say Kol Hadvarim Ha'ila. Doesn't say Kol Hadvarim Ha'ila, because this prat he didn't say over, and there, even though there was a shvu, I guess HaKadosh Baruch Hu could get out of it, and he didn't say it over. So now it's a nevuah l'ra, could be chayzer. But a nevuah l'taiva, he says any navi it can't be chayzer, and therefore when it came to Nesinus Chevron l'Kalev, it might have been good for Kalev, but bad for someone else. So maybe that's included in Nevuah l'Ra. So therefore, says Kalev over there in Yeshua, when he got the land, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who said the Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu said the Nevuah, even if it's a Nevuah l'Ra for someone, it's not Chayzer, and therefore I get Chevron. The only thing we have to understand, and just we'll try to bring it out, is what does this mean? That he didn't say over the Nevuah by the Egel, and they heard it, Rakshamu. Well, where did they hear it from? So Rav Dom has a piece over here, and a lamdish piece, and I'll just say some Rashi Prakim, and maybe I'll say a different pshat. Rav Dom says over here, it can't be that he didn't tell them at all, because how'd they ever hear it? Moshe Rabbeinu heard from Hashem, and no one else knew such a thing. Mestama, they didn't hear Hashem say it to Moshe Rabbeinu. So, maybe it means that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it over B'tayrus Nevuah at all. And maybe it means he didn't give them any inkling that he got a Nevuah. Maybe he just said it B'tayrus Yediyah. Whether Mechachmasa, he says, or maybe Yerazak Kabbalah from his Avos, from like Amram or someone, that for such a big Aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to let it go, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove his Shekhinah. He's not going to go with us. Maybe that's what he told them. And therefore, Avada, they heard it from him, but not B'Teres Nevuah, like all the time I was saying, B'Teres Nevuah. Rak Shamu, they heard he said, a piece of information that Mestaber, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not going to go with us anymore. The only ththing, if that's true, so why did Remeir Simcha have to say then, because Hadavar Haro Hazeh, that it was a Nevuah L'Ra that could be Chayzer. L'Chayra wasn't a Nevuah that was said at all. It was just the idea. So what do you need that for? So it could be Chayzer because it was never said, not L'Ra, not L'Tayva, not by Moshe Rabbeinu. Selama, you have to say that he did say it over B'Teras a Nevuah. And therefore it's a Nevuah L'Ra that's Chayzeres. Now, what does it mean that they knew it was a Nevuah? It means to say that there are Nevuahs that a Navi hears for himself. He hears for himself, and he's not mechuyev to say it over. But it is a Nevuah. It's a Nevuah, and it's a Nevuah L'Ra, but he's not mechuyev to say it over. And if he's not mechuyev to say it over, so then Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't mechuyev to say it over, so didn't get a din of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah that's nitzchis. However, they knew that he got a personal nevuah with this yediyah, and memela the nevuah l'ra we chayzer. So you have to know exactly what does it mean. He told it over to them. He said he heard a nevuah, but he wasn't mitzuvah to say b'shem the Rabbeinu Shalom to Klal Yisrael. The only thing is that L'chaira, if that is true, that he means that Moshe Rabbeinu received just a private nevuah, there's not mechuyev to say it over, so that, the Mashal Chachma says another, Rambam says this, and we've had this in other places, he says it by Sarah, by Vatitzchak, of the difference in Avram's Vatitzchak, and Sarah's Vatitzchak, is there's a difference between that even a nevuah l'tayva that said privately to a navi could be changed. So that's why Avram Avinu, he said, I'm just hearing a nevuah, I'm going to have children, but it could change, even nevuah l'tayva. But once he said it over to Sarah, she heard it from a navi, nevuah l'tayva, that can't be changed anymore. So l'chaira, if it's just a private nevuah, you don't have to come on to that it is a nevuah l'ra that could change. Even any nevuah could be changed when it's a private navi. So if Rameir Simcha is very busy, then now it had to say hadavar hara, because a nevuah l'ra could be chayzer, not nevuah l'tayva. So then you don't need, then in this situation, if that's the pshat, that it was just his own private nevuah, not to say it over, b'chlal, so anything could change. So he's sort of stuck over here. And it goes back and forth. He wants to say some type of Lam de Shavart. If you have access to this, Yitzhak Chachma, you can look up how he says it. I'll just say over his words. Ba'adei Sipur Lam Moshe Gam Sheiz Nevuah Al Zeh Shaliyah Hashem Imam Ulegeder Masha Yibesipur Zeh Hu Rak Masha Yisrael Shom Wesadavar Hazeh Avo Maise Atzipur Mitzad Atzmai Loi Hoye Mechayvose Shom Moshe Lesaproi Shaloi Nitztav Al Zeh Da Nevuah Hoye Tzarak Loi Levad. Avada, it was his own personal nevuah. And meritzoina, he said it over. For some reason, I don't know why, he wants it to be, or for the only way it works out, is that Avada, Moshe Rabbeinu said it, b'teras, that they should hear it as a nevuah, but not a sipur by Moshe Rabbeinu, to get the mile of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah she'ena chezeres. Ki lo hoy din el esaper. Umikol mokam yesh kan din nevuah she'nishma al-kaparim l'Yisrael, kevin she'poyol shom Yisrael Moshe azavar zeh, v'ashahoy ha'adei zeh nevuah. They heard it ha'adei nevuah, but not b'teres atzivui to say it over, memela it gets this middle din. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu l'nitzchias, but it has a din of nevuah, so therefore if it's l'ra, it could be chezer. Yehuyin Sham, I just want to bring out what the issues could be here in understanding your Meir Simcha. There's a sefer called Meshech Chachma in Binas HaChachma. So he also is bothered by this. And he says, what does it mean? How they hear it without Moshe Rabbeinu? So he wants to say, Moshe Sipur Zayis Rakli Yeshua L'Zakeinim V'loi B'derach Mesiras Teira El Kasipur Dvarim She'esh Gzer B'Shamayim V'heim Pirsimu Hadavar V'davar Kazei Yesh B'Chazara. Now, what Rav Dom was bothered that L'Chaira, it's not even a Nevuah. If it's not a Nevuah, so they don't need to say it's L'Ra, B'chal, it's not a Nevuah. But he says such a Lashon of Masha Medea She'esh Kazu Gzera Yochal Hashem Lachzerim Hi Gzera Ra. So, again, it's not a clerk idea in what the Meshech Chacham is trying to say with these words. L'chein lo siper lehem Moshe rak shamu. There's a lot to be put into those words. He ends off here, the Vinas Chachma, Mashem Echadish, Shenevuah Samoisha afil l'ra in anit l'chazara, v'chidish gadol ma'ayin. But the truth is, Meir Simcha says this in numerous places. He says it in Shmois Chafhei, Pasuk Tes, the Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah ze hadavar can't be misvatel v'ze minitzchias ha-teira. In Hei Chav Dalit in Devarim he says kvar amru ki davar nemar, he says but never Moshe Rabbeinu can't any yachal ishtanais, so on and so forth, the zikr and adifus of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah and Egel in Yaneinu, and these psukim, Rameir Simcha is making such meiridika diyukim in the differences between over there in Kisisa and over here, and he's building such unbelievable, beautiful chidushim in these psukim, mamish, mesukim, midvash. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and kol tov.